Everyone, and welcome back to part 2 of episode 10, the final episode of the Exhale season 1. Enjoy.
And so what do we do with this? What do we do knowing all these things? What do we do experiencing all these things? What do we do when we want to be in a different place in our lives? I'm going to share with you what I've been doing lately. So recently I was reading this article about how to change your life in 6 months, and specifically this one was different than the more logistical way of you set a certain amount of goals and here are your weekly check-ins and, you know, the very traditional way of just like goal setting. This actually talked about the habits to help you achieve your goals for the 6 month plan or however long you decide to please. But in the article they were talking about 6 months, and one of the habits is actually to I forgot what it was titled. What the fuck was it? I don't remember what it was titled, but it's an exercise that they talked about that's called Let Go. So this is an exercise by Lisa Nicole, who is an authoress, the CEO of Motivating the Masses, and a motivation coach. Yes, she has a lot of phenomenal workbooks and so forth, and this activity that she put together is a really powerful one that I've been using. And so in the Let Go exercise, you're actually supposed to be sitting in front of the mirror, because oftentimes when we look at ourselves, we're looking at ourselves with this smug type of look, with this unfavorable type of feeling and view of self. And so when you get to sit down with yourself, you have to take the approach of friend, of someone that you love, of someone that you express care to. And it inherently makes you do that to yourself because you're looking in the mirror. And so following that, there's a series of 3 different statements that you're supposed to complete. The first one is name. So in my case, it would be sir. Sir, I forgive you. Oops, excuse me, that's the second one. The first one is sir, I'm proud of you for. The second, sir, I forgive you for. The third, sir, I commit to you. And this activity is not an instant fix. It is not a one size fits all, but what it is a daily practice to help you be able to change the way that you see yourself, change the narrative that you're telling yourself about yourself. And it's a way for you to develop a positive habit that will inherently contrast and hopefully over time diminish the negative habits that make you give up on yourself, essentially. Like the very first one, where we are less accountable to ourselves. In the exercise, at the end of the exercise, you have to say, I commit to you. So when you're committing to yourself, you're literally saying, before me, before anyone else, I'm going to do this. And over time, as you fulfill those commitments to self, you become more accountable to yourself. Second to that, I want to touch on the aspect where we can't see past our current reality and our current now and our current troubles. With the second statement of I forgive you for, oftentimes I found that I've been carrying the weight of things that I've done and things that I've experienced from my past and my current reality. And it makes it hard for me to move forward because that's what's sitting on me. That's what's weighing on me. That's what I know has happened. And that's what I'm putting a lot of attention to. But truth be told, I have to forgive myself for that. Because how can you move forward with this extra baggage that you have the power to let go of? So in developing the positive habit of letting go of things and forgiving yourself for things, you are able to now say, you know what, like, all right, I've forgiven myself for what I'm going through right now. I've forgiven myself for the actions that have led me to the now. And then it makes it easier for you to think about the tangible ways that you can move forward and the possibility of them actually becoming a reality. Another aspect of the exercise that I want to touch on, actually, before I touch on that, I want to apologize because I'm not going in such a chronological order. Like, you guys are going to realize my brain is not chronological. It's very much so boop, 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 boop. Like, it just pops all over. But I hope that you're following me and just seeing the points that I'm connecting from the exercise of let go to the reasons that we give up on ourselves. And the very first statement of I'm proud of you for, I think, touches on 2 negative habits of negative self-talk and our mental resiliency. Because when you are constantly telling yourself and acknowledging what you are proud of, you are thinking about positive things of yourself. You have to think about your positive things. You have to think about the positive things that you have done and achieved and embody. And so inherently, there are less negative things that have space for focus. Second to that, when it comes to building that mental resiliency, when you are talking about the things that you're proud of, you can say, hey, I'm proud of you for graduating when the pandemic started. I'm proud of you for working those 2 jobs and still going to class on time every single day. Or I'm proud of you for still making it to class even if you weren't on time. I'm proud of you for getting out of the bed today. I'm proud of you for drinking water. I'm proud of you for submitting that job application, even though you didn't think you were qualified. I'm proud of you for this. And when you are constantly reminding yourself and affirming yourself of what you have done well, what you are in a positive light, and what you can do and what you have done, it allows you to say, you know what? I've done all these things. I can do this too. It might be difficult, but I can do this as well because I've done these things. The things that I've done in the past were difficult, and this new thing that's ahead of me is also difficult. But I've done these because I've acknowledged that. I've seen that. I know I've done that. So I can do this too. It's all just going to come down to the daily work that we put into ourselves. And truthfully, so it's exhausting. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not exhausted. Like some days I don't want to do the exercise. I remember the first day that I did the exercise, I was feeling much more optimistic. And then 3 days later, I was having such a heavy night and I did the exercise and I was struggling to look at myself with love. I was struggling to do the exercise because I didn't want to do it. I wanted to just sit in my mad emotions, just go to bed. But I did it. And I was glad that I did it. And some days are going to be easier to show up to the work, and some days aren't going to be as easy. But we cannot not do the work. And as I am in my early 20s and thinking about my life and trying to figure out where to go next and trying to get my life together, I can't give up on myself, even though some days I want to. Like, I cannot tell y'all how much I just want to crawl in a hole and disappear and let everything perish, because at times it feels like it's already in motion. So why not just let it happen to its fullness? But I can't, because I also know that what I'm going through is temporary. I also know that I'm the only person that can solve this. I also know that I have to be accountable to myself, and I have to be able to pull myself out of this, because if I can't do this for me, then how much can I do for others? And if I don't believe in this for me, how much longer are people going to believe in me when I don't believe in myself? How much longer are people going to help me when I'm not helping myself? It's the work. And life is not easy. Life is fucking tough, but it can be better, apparently, when you make the daily steps to do the right things. And that is subjective. You know your struggle the best. You know your story the best. You know your mind the best. And you know what you need the best. So do that. It may be this exercise. It might be tweaking this exercise. Therapist. It might be working out and having just a way to exert that built up energy within you. It might be talking to people and using your voice. Whatever it is, figure it out. Keep trying. But most importantly, just please do not give up on yourself. I know how hard, but how easy at the same token it is to give up on yourself than to fight for yourself, to fight for your life. And we're young. We haven't even seen the full capacity of what it means to really fight for something. And that's scary. And I'm not going to dwell on what I can't. I'm not going to dwell what's not here. That's just going to create stress that I don't need. But for right now, I'm working on saving me. I'm working on loving me. I'm working on being accountable to me. I'm working on being more positive to me. I'm working on seeing beyond the current reality. I'm working on building my mental resilience. As tough as it is, I deserve it. And you deserve it. And if not you, then who? If not you, then who? Thank you all for listening. That's all that I got. I didn't even introduce my tea for today. I'm having some chill tea, actually. It is limon and lemon and ginger, I think it is. Season 2, I gotta make sure I get back on introducing the tea in the beginning. Because I know it's in the last couple episodes that definitely has not been my strong point. But we live and we learn. And to wrap up this season and to give you the final exhale, don't give up on yourself. Because you can do this. You can do this. Because literally everything that you need is within you. And we say that shit and we hear that shit and we know that shit. But we have to literally go and get it out of ourselves. Go and get what you need out of yourself. Because I'm rooting for you. And that's all that I have. I know you're going to be fine. I know it's tough. But I know you're going to be glorious. Be great. Stay beautiful. And I'll see you guys for next season. Take care.